cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
Okay, Katie, I'm really excited. We've been talking about this all day. Right now, we've got in the Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio with us the fragrance queen. She is Linda Levy, president of the Fragrance Foundation, here to talk to us about the state of the fragrance industry this holiday season. Linda, you blew my mind with something that you mentioned earlier, and Katie was on top of this too. The fragrance industry does not just mean perfumes. It's bigger and broader than that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And Scarlett and Katie, it is a thrill to be back. I want to tell you all about fragrance. Fragrance comes in a lot of forms, and particularly during the pandemic, the business has been soaring. So think about this. Of course, there is that term perfume, and that's a personal fragrance or a cologne that you spray on yourself. But also, think about all the sanitizing and cleaning and how many lotions you've put on. Those have fragrance too. We consider those fragrance. And in addition, two major categories that have soared and will continue. One of them, you're going to nod with me, are all about home fragrances. Candles, diffusers, plug-ins. People who were home and spent so much time there really wanted to enhance their environment and distinguish one room from another. Every night, my husband Steve and I, he picks a bottle of wine and I pick the candle to go with the meal.
There you go.
So there's a lot of fragrance out there in your environment
what
as well.
What kind of scent do you pair with like an oaky Chardonnay, or what's your wine of choice?
Good question.
Well, many evenings, I must admit, Pinot Noir, the red one, right, is part of our life. And that brings you a little depth. So there's always a little fruity, and floral fragrances are big. Also, this time of year, there are a lot of holiday fragrances. You probably know Diptyque, Jo Malone, Boy Smells, Nest, and so many others have come out with fragrances that either remind you of some nostalgic holiday with fir and balsam and all that stuff, or D.S. and Durga in New York based, he created a latke for Hanukkah, a latke taste.
So no, it's kidding.
Yeah, the candle smells like probably fried potatoes and oil and pepper. So I'm beyond fragrance, a big category in the industry and loved by consumers.
This is blowing my mind.
It is. And it's blowing my mind because, again, until I had this revelation during the commercial break that fragrance doesn't just mean perfume, that why would it, you know, see an increase during the pandemic? We weren't leaving our houses. No one was smelling us except people theoretically who we lived us with. But it kind of sounds like it coincides with the self-care trends when you think about lotions and candles.
Yes, it's very interesting. Even prior to the pandemic, where we weren't getting dressed up and going out so much, we started to reference fragrance, and even more so now, as the invisible accessory. So while everyone probably was getting much more casual, they really wanted to feel a little more dressed up, or when they went out and put the mask on, they wanted to have a little identity. We really believe, and we've proven, that fragrance as one of the senses was elevated, because during COVID, some people lost their sense of, you know, smell. And the other thing is they wanted it for transportive reasons. So think about this, Scarlett and Katie, where did you go on vacation and what did you smell or what did you wear where you were on vacation? So while you were home during the pandemic, you wanted to spritz that on and sort of flash back to that Caribbean island or the coast of Amalfi or somewhere else where there was a distinctive scent.
You know, I'm so glad you bring this up because I was in Vegas last month, and what I noticed in walking through the different hotels was that every hotel had its own scent. but hotels that were owned by MGM Grand, for instance, had a similar family of scent versus those that were owned by Caesars. And it's very distinct, so that as you go through the different hotels, sometimes you have no idea whether you're in still in Caesars or you've moved on to the Bellagio. And maybe my geography is wrong, so if it's wrong, sorry. But the scent would help you distinguish one venue from another.
That is exactly right on. Another type of fragrance is ambient scent. That's what we call it. So hotels or stores really want to create an environment or give you a, what you really smelled in those different hotels was what was their personality coming through, and it gives you a sense of home. It gives you a sense of what the environment's like. So in your fragrance list collection, we talked about home. The other one we talk a lot about in the biz is ambient scent, and it's becoming more and more popular.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we're having this conversation on December 20th. We are firmly in the heart of holiday season. Talk about how important that is for the industry as a whole, even as you're seeing other types of fragrances become more popular when you think about the home. But when it comes to the gift giving season, is that still incredibly crucial?
Incredibly big. The pre-pandemic, I would say that consumers were buying online, going in stores, but I was a retailer at Macy's before this job, and the last 10 days, it used to be 5 days, 3 days, the countdown to Christmas was huge. Most of the time, it is a go-to gift. It continues as we speak. Last year or the year before during the pandemic, a lot more was bought online. Think about it. You bought something for someone and you shipped it to them because you weren't going to see those people in Christmas. Now we really think that there is going to be a stampede into the stores the last few days, and it's always giftable, wrapped up in a beautiful box, and easy to get someone something new.
Do perfumes or fragrances ever expire? Can they go back?
That's a good question.
I hear that question quite a bit. If you do not open the actual bottle or you don't start spraying, it would last longer. But as long as you keep your fragrances away from extreme heat or sunlight, quite frankly, they can last for years. They could go on for 5 years. But I wouldn't say they expire. It also depends how much of the natural versus synthetic is in there. And I'm always telling everyone one is not better than the other. But generally speaking, unless you have it right on top of your heater, it's going to last pretty long.
Okay, so I'm going to go home. I'm going to take the bottle of Mademoiselle off the heater away from the window. We only have about 40 seconds or so left with you. Such a great conversation. But when you look into 2023, what do you think the biggest trend will be in fragrances?
I do believe the home category will continue, and as Scarlett, you were mentioning ambient, but what I'm very proud of and what's changed in the industry and with consumers, it's not just about sexual attraction, it's how you feel about yourself, it's self-care, and we're seeing that fragrance is really becoming a collection, not just a signature fragrance.
Not just a signature fragrance. This is such a great conversation, but Scarlett, you don't wear perfume necessarily.
I don't, but I get my hair done at work and they use an Oribe dry shampoo. And so I've come to identify that as my scent.
Okay. In a sense, then, you and I wear the same perfume
yes.
every single
because
day.
Because we walk around with this waft of
hairspray. Yeah, we have the same fragrance. What a great conversation. That is Linda Levy. She is the president of the Fragrance Foundation, known as the Fragrance Queen, joining us in the Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio in New York.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.